Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Cade.
And you're listening to
Mysterious Mysteries 21.
We'll be talking about 25 most brutal torture techniques in history.
Some of the material we will be discussing is very graphic.
Listener discretion is advised, so sit back,
relax,
and enjoy. You didn't say it with me. You fucked it up. You fucked it up. So, season 2, episode 1 starts today, wherever you are. We kind of took a hiatus. I got promoted and our schedules didn't really work all well there for a little bit. But we're back and hopefully this will be an every week thing like we did before on season 1. We are in the month of October. So we're going to try to do things a little darker.
Not more conspiracy,
more just dark and demented and I guess like ghosts and hauntings and blood and torture.
Pretty much what you want a good horror movie to be.
Yeah. Well, first off, I want to say thank you to all the listeners who have joined our platform. We don't have names, again, because nobody is getting on any of our websites and saying anything, so whoever you are, we thank you for listening in Switzerland, Ireland, United Kingdom, and the Netherlands, and we add 5 new states to our list for Kansas, New York, Nebraska, Michigan, and Minnesota. So thank y'all for y'all's listening support. We greatly appreciate it. Alright, so, 25 most brutal torture techniques in history.
This is going to be a fun one.
Not for them. So when it comes to torture or torturing, it's often not the technique nor the device's brutality that makes it unsettling, but rather the great amount of effort and creativity, no matter how perverse it may be, put into creation and torture methods designed to inflict maximum pain to its victims. So here is the top 25 that I found. Number 1, the Brazen Bull. Designed in ancient Greece, the Brazen Bull, also known as the Sicilian Bull, was a solid piece of brass with a side door that could be opened and latched. With a fire set underneath, the victim would be put inside the bull and then be slowly roasted to death. The Brazen Bull was especially designed to amplify the screams of the victims to make it sound like the bellowing of a bull. Wow, I did not know that part.
That was like Rome, like ancient Rome, wasn't it?
Greece.
Close.
Yeah.
The amount of work you made it specifically designed to where it sounded like a bull, and like 580.
No, I'm sure it got harder because brass when it hits.
No, I was talking about like time.
Oh.
Like 500 AD.
Yeah, it doesn't give the year of any of these. So.
But
if y'all want to know the year, y'all are going to have to do your research. I'm kind of spent on research right now. So. Number 2, Heretic's Fork. This one doesn't look bad. When it comes to all the other torturing things, it doesn't look bad.
Yeah.
Like, just keep your neck up. I mean, if you do that, there's not going to be any issues.
It's the fact that it causes sleep deprivation, mm-hmm. and you can't talk or do anything with it because it basically props your head up.
So this torture device consists of a metal piece with two opposing bipronged forks attached on a strap. One end of the device was pushed under the victim's chin while the other goes against the sternum. The victim is then hung from the ceiling and the strap was used to secure the heretic fork around the neck of the victim. If the victim's head dropped, the prongs would pierce the chest and the throat. After a while, you're gonna get tired and it's gonna slowly just over time just inch its way in.
Yep.
Oh, God. Like I said, though, it doesn't look bad.
It doesn't look as bad as it actually is.
Okay, and this one, everyone should know. Impalement. So, in ancient Romania, those who were sentenced to death by impalement were forced to sit on a sharp, thick pole. When the pole was raised upright, the victim would eventually slide down the pole and through with their own weight. It would take 3 days for the victim to die. Impalement was believed to be the most favored method in execution of Vlad the Impaler, who has been known to impale 20,000 people while eating his meal. So, and I, there was some research I actually looked into. There were times they would have them, like, sit, and it would go through either A, their vagina, or A, their rectum, and it would go through them, and then either come out the neck, the throat, or the mouth.
Yeah.
And you just eternally bleed from the inside. Everything goes septic. Oh, well, that's a horrible fucking way to go.
Giant wood skewer.
And then some of them, they would just literally lay them on their backs or on their front onto these spikes, and it would slowly just, their weight would push it through. So, yeah. That's an excruciating way to go. Alright, so this one's called neck torture, number 4. The picture I'm looking at, it doesn't look bad, but I'm sure what I'm about to read is going to be very bad. There's not even a lot of information on it. Okay. The neck torture was sort of an endurance test, which involved hooking the victim into a neck device that either made of wood or metal. The cruelty of this torture lie within the facts that it prevents the victim from eating or lowering their head for days.
I can see why.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a slow torture.
It's more the nerve-wracking ones.
Yeah. Number 5, the tub. Oh, God, favorite, no, I remember this. This one's awful.
What's your favorite torture device? The tub.
This one's fucking gross. Like, sick. All right, the tub involves placing the convicted person or persons in a wooden tub with only the head sticking out. His face would be painted with milk and honey. Soon flies would begin to feed on the person. They also make it a point to feed on the victim regularly, so that he would end up sitting in his own excrements.
I know.
A few days of sitting in the tub would lead to maggots and worms to devour the body as it decaying alive. These people are literally getting eaten alive by insects.
Yeah.
And it would, there are some cases it took like almost a week to almost a week and a half for them to actually die from it. Oh God, that was gross.
Yeah, and specifically the fact that they narrowed it down, it's like, let's just feed them milk and honey until they shit themselves.
Well, milk and honey is pretty much back then was a laxative.
Yeah.
So that's what they did, because they knew it would force them to shit themselves pretty much. And being in water, and I want to say some of them, they kept the water warm so the insects could also lay their eggs in the water.
Oh, God.
Because if it was too cold, the insects wouldn't do it. If it was too hot, they wouldn't do it either. Yeah, that's a horrible way to go. Like, you're alive while all these bugs are inside of you, eating you from the inside out, or outside in, and vice versa.
Like, there is definitely, like, nowadays you think, you know, oh, most painful way to die, you know, like, drowning or being burned alive.
Right.
No, ye olden times definitely got us beat on what that we should be scared of.
These people probably prayed to be burned alive.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, number 6, coffin torture. This is where a lot of us get actually our Halloween decoration with the skeletons in the cage.
Oh, is it the one they use? I know they used it a lot in, like, ports due to piracy where they would hang the bodies up.
So in the Middle Ages, the coffin torture was the most preferred torture technique. The victim is placed inside a metal cage that was just about the size of a human body, hence the name. Overweight victims suffered extra torture as they were forced into smaller cages. The coffin were then hung from a tree or gallows, which would be left until crows came to feed on the victim's remains. So he pretty much starved to death in these. But you also had people that would come by with sticks and just rocks and throw shit at people or while they're hanging.
And could you imagine being a bigger person and just going, they're going to put me in a bigger cage and then bringing one that's two sizes too small. Right. And you're sitting there just like, damn it. Shit.
Number 7. And everyone should know this one. If you don't, then... Well, you need to get out and actually live your life a little bit more. Crucifixion.
Yeah? Yeah?
Alright. So crucifixion is one of the most known execution methods due to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. The condemned person is nailed or tied to a large wooden cross and left to hang until death, which mostly it takes days and sometimes weeks, depending on the size of
the
person hanging from there.
And it's usually by either starvation or dehydration.
Yep. And crows.
Coming and just...
And vultures.
Snag an eyeball.
Oh, here's another one that's very common. Number 8. Iron Maiden. This torture device consists of an iron cabinet with a hinge front and spike-covered interior just enough to enclose a person. Once the victim is inside the frame... He would be unable to move due to the number of steel spikes that would impale him in every direction. Jagged edges would poke the victim inside while the interrogator asks him questions. Oh, God.
The Iron Maiden is, I think, probably the least scariest old...
Well, I mean, if you... Or, like, claustrophobic?
Oh,
that'd be fucking awful.
Yeah. It's just... I would rather be in an Iron Maiden...
Than what we're about to talk about next, I'm sure.
Than any of the other ones so far.
Number 9. Judas Cradle.
Oh, God. I know that one. It's the pyramid.
Yep.
They would just weight your legs. Yep. It's kind of like for the Spanish Inquisition, the Spanish mule.
Yeah,
or the
almost.
Spanish donkey.
Judas Cradle is a bit similar to the impalement, which we talked about earlier. The punishment starts by sitting the victim on a pyramid-shaped cradle. The victim would then be forced down by ropes with the intention of stretching the victim's orifice over a long period of time, impaling him slowly. The victim was usually undressed and the device was seldom washed, meaning if the torture doesn't terminate the victim, the infection contracted from it would.
Yeah, especially back then, because...
Oh, God, yeah.
Penicillin didn't come around until, what, the 1920s to 1940s?
I think it was the 20s.
Like, you gotta be careful with infections.
Okay, this is a new one. I haven't heard about this one. Number 10, the lead sprinkler. Filled usually with boiling oil or water, molten lead, and tar. Wait, I have seen this in a movie, actually. The lead sprinkler was used by dripping its contents onto the stomach and the eyes, or other body parts of the victim. Using the same device, the torturer would then proceed to pouring the molten silver onto the victim's eyes, which resulting in agonizing pain and eventually death. God, what a waste of silver.
I mean, at least he's gonna have pretty eyes at his funeral.
I think it's gonna burn through.
Yeah, just have molten tiny silver. Just have tiny blocks of silver.
Alright, here's another very, very common one that everyone knows. The guillotine. Made of a razor-sharp blade attached to a rope, the guillotine is known to be one of the most notorious forms of execution. The victim's head was placed in the middle of the frame as the blade dropped, severing the victim's head from its body. The guillotine is considered to be the most humane method of execution as it results to instant death.
Yeah. And I know the guillotine, the dude who made it actually had to design the angled blade, because whenever he was trying to do it, prototypes and stuff, when he would do it with a straight blade, it would not cut all the way through because it was too much on the blade at one time, so he just angled it. And that fixed, like, all of his issues.
Yeah, I could see that being an issue.
Because it took so much stress off of the blade, because it wouldn't have to go through all of it at once.
Yeah, the bone, the meat, the tendons, the muscle.
Yeah, instead it can just basically cut through it.
Just like how we cut through a lot of things, bread and stuff. You go to
pork
an
chops.
Angle. You don't go straight down.
Yeah, no. Unless it's like an apple or something.
Or a tomato.
Watermelon.
Yeah. Alright, number 12. Rope torture. Of all the torture devices, the rope is the easiest to be used and the easiest to find.
I would hope so.
An example of a rope torture would be to use it to tie the victim to a tree, leaving him exposed and defenseless from animals and other humans. Another would be to hang the victim from the gallows while ultimately inflicting death. It could also be used as restraining the victim's limbs while attaching the other end of the rope to a horse, which would they would make run opposite ways, severing those victim's limbs.
Yeah, that one, I believe, is that's being drawn and quartered.
Number 13. The rack. This is one we were talking about before we started, isn't it?
Yeah.
This method was designed to dislocate every joint in the victim's body. The rack was made out of a wooden frame with two ropes tied into a handle on the top and then the other two tied to the bottom. The victim would be placed and tied on the top rack. Once that's done, the torture would then start to turn the handle. The victim would be then stretched until eventually his limbs get dislocated. To ensure the limbs were indeed dislocated, the torturer would continue to turn the wheel until they were completely torn off the body.
Mm. I just feel like it would be a really good way to get a really good pop in.
Yeah.
It's just as they're dislocated, my arm just... Do it again, my back hasn't popped yet.
The thumb screw, number 14.
About
this one. Also known as the Pillywinks. The thumb screw is one torture device which, with different variations, all of which have the same function. The smaller Pillywinks were designed to crush the fingers and toes, while the larger ones were used to crush the knees and elbows. There's even a head crusher, which that's what I was thinking of. They would use these in interrogations to get prisoners to confess to something either A, they didn't do, or B, confess, you know, tell them that it was a friend of theirs or a family member who was that. I want to say they used these in Europe during some of the witch hunts.
Like the Crusades and stuff, too. Back then, like, if they thought you did something, you could be, like, 50,000 miles away. If they thought you did it, you did it.
No, there was no investigating. Number 15, the tongue terror. The tongue terror was used to cut the victim's tongue with the help of the device called as the mouth opener. The victim's mouth would be forced open, and then the tongue terror would twitch the tongue with its grippers. Once a firm hold was achieved, the screw would then be tightened firmly and the victim's tongue would be roughly torn out.
I love how they do that, and it's just like, we need a confession. How?
You kind of took that away from him.
This is medieval times. I know how to talk. I can't read or write.
Yeah. Number 16, the breast ripper. The breast ripper was something specifically designed for women. This device was designed to cause major blood loss. The ripper's claws, which were usually red hot, would be placed on the exposed breast as its spikes penetrated beneath the skin. It would then be pulled, causing large chunks of flesh to come out. I feel sorry for the ladies. That is awful. Oh my god.
I wonder if the choke pair is going to be on here.
And this is something that's still being used today. 17. Cement shoes.
Oh, no. That is actually a... That was popular. It's been really popularized.
Introduced by the American Mafia. This technique was used to execute traitors, spies, and enemies by placing the victim's feet inside cylinder blocks. It would then be filled with wet cement. Once dried, the victim would then be thrown alive into a deep body of water to drown. I've heard of this. Number 18, crocodile shears. These were iron pincers often used to mutilate those who attempted to assassinate the king. The shears would be red hot before using them to clamp down on the victim's limbs and tearing them off their bodies. Oh, Jesus.
What?
And they look like, honestly, they look like scissors with crocodile engraved as the two pieces that come together. I wonder how big it was. In this, it looks really small.
Yeah.
But then you look at the brick behind it, the bricks are really small. Because that could have been massive.
Oh, yeah. If they're planning on... If they're doing limbs, I'd say maybe at least 4 or 5 inches.
Yeah. Number 19. Rat torture.
Oh, this one. A lot of people might know this from Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah. This method involved a cage with an open side strapped against the victim's body. The cage would be filled with large rodents while a heating element was placed on the other side of it, which on top. With the application of the intense heat, the rodents would try to escape by burrowing through the victim's body. With deadly results.
Yep. And that is because they don't even eat you.
They're just literally chewing through to get away from the heat. Number 20, the chair of torture.
Oh, God.
Used in Europe until the 1800s, the chair of torture, also known as Judas chair, was made of iron and its surface was layered with 500 to 1500 spikes with light straps to restrain its victims. The chair also has heating elements underneath the seat. The device was used to scare people into giving confessions as they watched others being tortured on the device.
So they didn't... We're not even going to hurt you. We're just going to make you watch this.
I mean, your weight, you would.
Yeah. Yeah? I mean, if I walked in and saw that, I'd be like, okay, so look, it was Timmy down on the left-hand side right by the bakery.
Right. Alright, 21. The breaking wheel. This torture technique is done by first tying the limbs of the victim together to the spokes of a wooden wheel. The torture will then slowly turn the wheel until simultaneously smashing the victim's limbs with an iron hammer. The victim would be left on the wheel to die.
I love how a lot of these were explained in, like, old books as, like, torture methods. Whenever you look at it, actually, it's just like, no, they were trying to kill people.
Yeah, there was no... No.
But then you have a lot of people that survive stuff like this, and then it's just like... Okay, how resilient is the human body, actually?
How would you want to survive after something like that, though? If I went through some of these things, I'd just fucking kill me.
Yeah.
22. Hanged, drawn, and quartered. This torture technique was used for high treason offenders in England during medieval times. The technique involved dragging a victim in a wooden frame called a hurdle to a place of execution. The victim would be hanged by the neck until they were just about to die. This would be followed by the disembowelment and the castration of the victim, where the entrails and the genitalia are burned to separate parts, then the victim gets beheaded. There's a lot going on in that one. Wow.
It's literally just a rip them apart.
Pretty much. Okay. To some people, this would sound awful. 23, the Republican marriage.
Taking shots at America now, are we?
This involved binding undressed males and females together and then throwing them into icy waters and then left to drown. If water was unavailable, they would just be ran through with bayonets or swords. This was also a preferred method of executions for priests and nuns during this time. Wow.
Alright, we don't have a lake nearby, so just stab them.
Or this. 24, saw torture.
Oh.
The victim is hung upside down to ensure that the blood will rush to their head and keep them conscious during the torture procedure. The torture would then cut the victim in half. Most were sawed only up to their abdomen to prolong the agony. So they were tied upside down with their legs spread apart, and they would start at, well, everybody's part of the body that is very sensitive, and cut down slowly.
They would start at your no-no square and head towards your head. The other head.
Yeah, because that head's already gone.
That's there. They just divided it into two.
And number 25. So I will find more, and we can continue to talk about it. Number 25 is the one that Kate actually mentioned earlier. The Spanish donkey. The device involved a wooden board with a sharp V wedge on top of it. The naked victim is put astride on the donkey-like apparatus. After that, the torture would then add varying weights to the victim's feet until finally the wedge would slice through their body.
Kind of like the Judas cradle, but not exactly.
Yeah, the Judas cradle, I don't know, that one sounds worse than that one. Like, a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch more. Let's see, Judas cradle. Blood Eagle.
Oh.
While the actual accuracy of this method of torture and execution is shrouded in the mystery, the Blood Eagle has been mentioned in Norse literature. As the torture executioner, you cut open the back of the victim, exposing his or her lungs by twisting the ribs outwards to make them look like wings.
Kind of like the Angel of Death trap from Saw.
Yeah. Swedish drink. Also called Swedentrunk. This was a name given to the German victims of the torture during the 30-year war of 1618 to 1648. The Swedish soldier and the mercenaries didn't receive any pay for fighting for their lords. Instead, they were told they could loot and plunder the regions they marched through, thus making life pretty shitty for non-combatants. Yep. The Swedish drink method involved forcing the victim to drink dangerous amounts of foul manure urine, thus making the stomach bloat up to painful levels. But that wasn't all. The victims didn't answer the interrogator's questions. They'd stump on their stomachs and run horses over them.
What do we do with this 1,000-pound animal we've managed to domesticate? Have him run over someone.
Right.
Why?
And here's one that's not really bloody or disgusting or anything like that. It's called white torture. It's pretty much you put someone in a room that is completely and solid white. Their clothes are completely solid white. Everything that is on them is white. Everything around them is white. Eventually makes them go insane, in a way.
It's kind of like if you sit in a dark room for too long.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, they especially with, like, the paint and stuff they have nowadays, like Black 3.0, like, it absorbs, like, 90-something percent of light. Have you seen the rooms painted in those? I couldn't stay more than, I can't watch, like, a video of it if it stays in there for more than 2 or 3 seconds, because you go in and then they shut the door, and you can't tell where anything is.
Yeah, that's pretty much the white room when they do that. And they leave the lights on, and it's the brightest lights I can find. So you can't sleep, because if you try to sleep, they also have speakers in there that
wake you up.
And no, it's constant. There's a constant noise that when you hear it, it just irritates you to where
you
can't get comfortable. You can't relax. It just, you literally go insane. Yeah. See, we already did the breast ripper. All right, so the pair of anguish. There is actually a lot of controversy over this.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying that it was not a torture device. I forget what they said it was, but they said it wasn't used for, you know, that kind of stuff. But the
What
they say it is they would stick this into a victim's mouth, their rectum, their vagina, and slowly screw the pair of anguish open. It has four pieces that go outwards.
Oh, just sheets of metal that just...
And this one, this picture I'm looking at right now, they actually are supposed to have sharp spike on each of the tips that point outwards. So as it goes out, it's slowly ripping everything on the inside. But again, there's controversy over that one. A lot of people are saying that's not what it was used for.
This is humanity we're talking about. If we're going to find a way to kill someone, it's gonna get done.
Yeah. Tying intestines around a tree. So the technical term for this is disembowelment, which has been a pretty common practice throughout history, but there have been rare cases where the victim's intestines were pulled out, tied, nailed to a tree, and then they were made to run around the tree, which resulting in the eventual death. The picture I'm looking at, it's a tree below, is one of... to murder this name. Curleville, New York, maybe? In 1779, Thomas Boyd was tortured and killed when Seneca Chief Little Beard tied his intestines around the tree and made him run around it.
That... Because your intestines are long.
Oh, yeah. Here's one I actually thought was going to be on the other list.
What kind of sick Christmas decoration?
Right?
'Tis the season to be horrified.
Right? Chinese water torture. Alright, so it is a very weird and effective way to actually get someone to go insane. You literally strap them down, strap their head down, strap their body down to where they cannot move, and get cold water. And it cannot be like drip, drip, drip. It cannot have a beat to it. It has to be offset, because if you have a beat to it, a lot of people can deal with it better. If it doesn't have a beat and it's inconsistent, they're waiting for that next drop, but it never hits, and then it hits.
It's a more of a mental...
Yeah, it's very, very mental.
And the repetitiveness of something just...
And there was research I did a long time ago. If you were to feed and water these people to where they could not die during this procedure, eventually that water would start drilling through the skin.
From just the constant.
Bamboo torture.
ballistic.
Alright, so a restrained victim would be made to sit on a bamboo sapling. Oh, I remember this one.
Oh, yeah, because bamboo's
bamboo grows really fast.
Yeah, like, you can pretty much physically,
watch it grow.
Yeah.
In this case, the sapling would tear the anus, tear through it, and continue to journey inside the victim's body.
That is not what I imagined.
I completely forgot about that. Oh, my God.
Oh.
It makes it worse knowing how fast bamboo grows.
Yeah.
Because it gets, like, fully grown within, like, a month.
Alright, scaphism. Alright, so this is one that we actually talked about earlier, I believe, or a form of what we talked about earlier. The Greeks described this as a Persian method of torture and execution. The victim was strapped naked and then firmly fastened with a face-to-face pair of narrow rowing boats or hollowed-out tree trunks, with the head and the limbs protruding. The condiments were forced to drink milk and honey to the point of developing severe diarrhea, so similar to the other one.
The tub.
Yeah. The more honey would be rubbed on the body to attract insects to the exposed appendages, eyes, the genitalias. He or she would then be left to float in a stagnant pond or be exposed to the sun. The defenseless individual's feces accumulated within the container, attracting more insects, which would eat and breed within the exposed flesh, which became increasingly gangrenous.
Gangrenous.
The feeding would be repeated each day, in some cases to prolong the torture, so that dehydration or starvation did not kill him or her. Death, when it eventually occurred, was probably due to the combination of dehydration, starvation, and septic shock. Death by scaphism was incredibly painful, humiliating, and protracted. Plutarch writes in his biography that Mithridates, sentenced to die in a manner in 401 BC for killing Sirius the Younger, survived 17 days before dying. Holy shit. Literally.
Like, yes, but no.
17 days like that. I could not imagine. I would find a way to kill myself. There had to have been a way.
I mean, because you're in a... Wait, you're strapped in between two boats.
Yeah. So a hollowed out log.
Yeah, so you can't really... Like, I guess if it was a log, like just one, you could roll over and make yourself drown to death.
Yeah. I could definitely try to flip myself to where my face was in the water and I would drown myself. Let's see if I can find any new ones. Scold's Bridle. Sometimes referred to Brank's Bridle, the torture device relied heavily on public shaming and was used primarily on women. Aside from having to wear a heavy iron mask on your face, punishment enough, the device was outfitted with a spiked bridle that dug into the victim's tongue anytime he or she tried to speak, commonly used on women who were considered to be gossips. Wow.
Could you just imagine? Just, hey, did you hear what Becky said the other day to Tom?
And
to death?
Strapado. Strapado is a form of reverse hanging that would suspend a victim from their arms, bending them in wrong ways, dislocating them in the process. From there, they would either systematically add weight to the victim's feet or just let them hang there. Those are like the most common ones that are taught through history.
There is also Ling Chi. Probably butchering the out of that, but okay. It's also known as slow slicing or death by a thousand cuts. It's a method of torturous execution practiced in China. The condemned would be tied to a post, and bits of skin and limbs were gradually removed one by one, usually culminating in a final cut to the heart or decapitation. It was used as early as the 10th century and continued for nearly a thousand years, but was banned in 1905.
Wow. Found one too. It's called the Spanish Tickler. Not to be confused with the French Tickler that we've all gotten used to hearing. This is a set of claws meant to dig into the skin and penetrate down to the bone. It is then yanked away, pulling flesh and muscle with the great chunks. Obviously, medieval torture methods don't have to be very elaborate to be effective. Talk about the iron chair, collar, the tub. Pilloroy.
Oh, strapado. Strapado is...
We just talked about that.
I saw it was described a different way, and I was like, wait. Apparently, strapado was used up into the 21st century.
Holy shit.
Like, that's like within the past 21 years.
Yeah. Pylori. There's several variations of the medieval pylori in which it's... of which the stocks is one. Persons put into the wooden frame that binds their head and their hands. They are then left to the mercy of everyone who are designed to abuse them. There we go. Which often include everyone in town who wasn't working. Which, women and children.
Pona, Cooley? I think that's how you would pronounce that? It's also called the punishment of the sack. It's an oddly specific form of execution. It was used in ancient Rome in cases of parricide or killing one's parents or another close family member. Because in ancient Rome, in Greece, they really looked down on that.
Yeah.
The condemned was sewn into a leather sack with a number of animals, including a dog, a monkey, a snake, and a rooster. The whole bag was then tossed into a body of water. If the animals didn't kill the alleged murderer, drowning would.
Okay.
They said, I'm going to get that 4-kill streak on one go.
Right. This was a common one used on witches, actually. The dunking, or ducking stool. People are suspended on a hanging arm out over a river and then dunk repeatedly in the water. Sometimes they would be bound in a bag, which would add disorientation to the waterboarding type exercise. They should do that to get confessions out of people.
It's an old form of waterboarding. Before they decided to stop hanging people from an arm that goes into a body of water.
The Scavenger's Daughter. The name is a bit of a mystery, though the inventor was named Scavington, which might have something to do with it. Used to wrap a person into a crouch and then crush them into a tiny ball. The glory days of this were during the reign of Henry VIII.
No surprise.
Like, they were literally crouched. And then it's this metal bar that goes around them, and they twist, and it crushes.
So kind of like the tinfoil balls that you see on, like...
Yep.
You just ball it up, and then you just keep balling it up.
Let's see. There's hundreds of different types of...
Oh, yeah.
...torture. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that seems to pop out. Pair of Anguish, we already talked about that. Breaking Wheel, talked about that. Iron Chair. The Head Crusher! Device which is basically a vice for the head, slowly crushes the skull and facial bones. Even if the torturer stopped before death, permanent damage to the facial muscles and the structure would occur. Coffin Torture, we talked about that. Breast Ripper. The Knee Splitter. Ooh!
Yay.
Okay. Popular during the Inquisition, this device consisted of two spiked wooden blocks which were placed in front of and behind the knee. The blocks, which are connected by two large screws, would be turned and made to close toward each other, destroying the knee underneath. The technique would render the knees useless. The number of spikes on the blocks varied from 3 to 20. Often depending on the nature of the crime and the status of the prisoner. All I could find.
The graduated electronic decelerator is an aversion. It's an aversion aversive conditioning device that delivers a powerful electric skin shock to punish behaviors considered undesirable.
So, shock therapy.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that was a form of torture. Same thing with the lobotomy.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a form of torture as well.
Lobotomy.
An ice pick.
Just
right there.
Okay, I'm going to put this needle really close to your eye, and I'm going to hit it with a hammer, and then we're going to see how you feel after that.
Yeah, because that's good medicine.
The awkward moment when you realize we haven't come that far from, you have ghosts in your blood, and you should do cocaine about it.
Yeah?
It's just like, what? It's like with ADHD, the cure is basically to microdose meth.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Well, that's all I have for today. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, but thank you to our new listeners in Switzerland, Ireland, the United Kingdom, and the Netherlands, along with Kansas, New York,
Nebraska,
Michigan, Minnesota.
Y'all can find us on Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Google Podcast, Breaker, Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcast, and CastBox.
And we're also on Facebook and Instagram at Mysterious Mysteries 21. Come give us a like, comment, tell me to keep fucking up the intro every time.
Oh, you did. It wasn't as good as you usually do, though. You just forgot to say it.
Yeah.
So this was Season 2, Episode 1. And like I said, this month we're going to do a bunch of spoopy stuff. We will talk to y'all next week. Y'all have a wonderful week and a wonderful day.
Have y'all a wonderful spooky season.